Welcome to Because Your Business Can't Wait, a series of podcasts focusing on CA's service availability solutions. I'm Paul Lancourt with PodTech.net, and this is the first of two podcasts with Susan Anderson, Director of Product Marketing for Voice Management Solutions at CA. More and more organizations are migrating to IP telephony and voice over IP. In doing so, they put new demands on infrastructure. Susan says the first step in planning for a shift to VoIP is to do a network assessment. I asked her why.
Most importantly, you want to ensure that there's going to be consistency in the delivery of voice to your customer. So in other words, your customer is used to having a particular level of service today with voice, and you want to make sure you're going to deliver that same level of service. And this is whether it's an internal customer or an external customer. So you want to make sure they're getting the same level of service. The other thing that's important about this is your vendor that you choose for voice over IP or for your IP telephony equipment is probably going to require you to do an assessment because they want to ensure the success of this project, this deployment, and it's going to be important for them to make sure that there is enough bandwidth on your network. Do you need to upgrade any hardware, routers or switches, in order to handle this additional capacity? So those are some of the reasons why it's important to do that.
So what does this assessment consist of?
Well, typically you're going to be looking at a couple of different areas when you do a network assessment. First and foremost, you're going to look to see if you have the right capacity today. And I mentioned that previously in terms of, do I have the right level of hardware? Do I need to upgrade routers? Do I need to upgrade software in these systems? But one of the most important things here is to make sure that I have enough bandwidth. So you want to make sure you have enough bandwidth by doing some test calls across the network. And this is something that can be achieved with a number of tools that are out there that will allow you to do some synthetic calls that will help determine if you have enough bandwidth.
So synthetic calls, what exactly is that?
Well, what we mean by synthetic calls is there is a mechanism, it could be a software agent or a hardware agent that's out in the network, and there's a sender and receiver, if you will, and basically it's just sending what would be considered a voice over IP call over the network. And basically, when it gets to the receiver end, there's going to be a number of metrics that are tallied, and those metrics are going to tell you how successful that call was. And you're going to look at things like, was there too much delay? So was there latency in the network? Was there jitter? Was there other kinds of problems? So the quality of that call was very low. The other thing that you want to make sure of is if you have some other competing traffic that's going on, you're going to send these calls. So it's not really affecting a real live call, you know, me talking to you. It's these synthetic calls that are just going across the network. At the same time, other traffic is going across the network. So if there is a big problem, it's not affecting anyone's real call, and you can plan for that as you do your rollout.
So it sounds like this is a first step to see if your network is capable of supporting this at all, but it's not an actual test of what it would be like with full data transmission and an entire voice over IP system at its capacity.
That's correct. This is really just, you're sort of setting levels here. And there's other things that you want to look at. When you set up your applications on your network, you typically want to set those up, and this is most important when you have voice over IP, you want to set those up in particular classes of service. And what that means is I want to always make sure that voice calls get treated first when there's any potential for a bottleneck. And there's mechanisms within the network to be able to achieve this. But the reason you're doing this sort of test bed of calls is because you want to make sure that other important applications don't see a lot of delay as well. So, for example, you could have a call center that you're deploying voice over IP to, but they also have to have information for an application to help them answer customer questions. You don't want them to get the call and then they're waiting a number of seconds for their screen to pop with the information. So there's a balance there, and that's why you're doing these test calls.
by prioritizing voice over IP, what I understand too is that not only are we assessing the network to see how well it will carry IP telephony, but also to assess what kind of an effect it'll have on other data transmission on the network as well once it's deployed.
That's exactly right. So one of the things you do not want to do when you do your testing is you don't want to do this voice testing, this voice quality testing at night, for example, at 2 in the morning, because that's not when the everyday things are going on and people are reading their emails or call center agents are doing their work, unless, of course, it's a 24/7 environment that you're working in. But it's really most important to do any of these tests during your business hours, so you're getting a true picture of what is your capacity, what do you need to do to upgrade, how is voice going to be handled in this network. So when you do that first pilot, that you feel, yeah, you feel pretty good when you're going into it, that you've got enough capacity in there to handle that.
So one of the things you talked about was the synthetic call that you would place in order to test the network. I imagine that's just one of a number of things that you would do in order to find out the capacity of the network and what your network is ready for and what you need to do to build for the future.
That's right. There are a couple of other tools that a network manager would want to take a look at. So you mentioned the synthetic call. That referred to as active testing. So that's where I mentioned before, where you have an agent that's on one end and a receiver and a sender, and they're actually pumping calls through the network, and you get certain measurements at the end that will help you determine where you are. The other type of testing that's out there is testing that's called passive testing. And this is something that you might want to do when you get closer to the pilot. And what passive testing does is this is a tool that sort of sits there and listens. And it's gathering information. And based on the information it's gathering, so it's got historical information about the call that was placed, if your customer calls and says, I'm having a problem, you can then refer back to that information. So it's the type of information that can help you with complaints that are happening right now, as opposed to testing that helps you figure out from a capacity standpoint. So you want to make sure you have those kinds of tools that are available. The other thing that is important to remember is that network management environments today have tools already in place, whether they're performance management tools or they're fault management tools, because they need those to manage the data network. There is information that these types of tools can also pick up that will be helpful in determining the quality of service or capacity, bandwidth utilization on the network, as well as capacity planning. So what you're really looking at here is looking at the tools that you have today and figuring out what do you need to add on to that to complete that picture for voice over IP assessment.
So we're utilizing the tools that already exist in the network. We're bringing in other tools in order to make a complete assessment. I have taken a look at my network now, and I imagine at this point there's a recommendation either to expand the capacity of the network or perhaps to say that your network is at a level at which you can deploy IP telephony at this point.
That's correct. And I believe in most cases, customers are going to find that they have to do some fine-tuning, because if you think about it for a minute, when you think about the data network and the applications that you run on your corporate laptop, for example, if your email is a little bit slow, you complain about it, but you're going to be really upset if your phone call is not perfect. So there has to be some additional capacity built in to handle that. There has to be some quality of service that's built in. I also talked about classes of service. So all of these things, if they're not set up yet in your network, will have to be set up. So there's a little bit of time there before you want to get that all straightened out before you go ahead and do that first pilot.
And in our next podcast, we will take the next step after having assessed the network. We will look at what you need to do to continue your rollout of voice over IP for your organization. So thanks a lot for taking the time out, Susan, and we look forward to talking to you further about it in the next podcast.
Thank you very much.
Susan Anderson is Director of Product Marketing for Voice Management Solutions at CA.